One day I got a garden, or rather had it done, which in the passing weeks inspired gasps from everyone. 'Twas a sort of prefab courtyard with pebbles, stone and box, and a fabulous water feature running over natural rocks. The water dribbled down to form a shimmering liquid wall, and at its feet was bobbing a shiny silver ball. The paving was superlative, no mortar, just blue crushed glass, and into that was planted plugs of full-grown mondo grass. There was a token plant or two, with flowers quite fantastic, but when I went to smell them, I found that they were made of plastic. "What will they think of next?" I cried. "How very, very clever, to come up with such wondrous ways to make flowers last forever." The months went by, revealing soon the brilliant designer's reason for choosing such a static scheme. One didn't know the season. Autumn, winter, summer, spring were all the same to me, and furthermore, we'd hit on a scheme that was nearly maintenance-free. The only thing that spoiled it was that 2 days out of three, I had to sweep the pesky leaves from next door's real live tree. But I sat and sat and sat some more, enjoying my newfound leisure. By every modern standard, it was quintessential pleasure. Several seasons passed, or I think they did, when a small change had me jaded. In my slick and smart exterior room, my plastic flowers had faded. They were replaced, on warranty. The supplier thought it strange and absolutely guaranteed there would be no further change. And nor there was. The garden stayed just as it was designed. And to this stasis I became quite ignorantly resigned. When neighbours whinged of blackbirds spreading mulch about the place, I smirked, just quietly to myself, and feigned a caring face. For birds and butterflies for me were things of long ago, like hanging baskets, real-life plants, and other things that grow. The next door's cat became my only source of natural history, but why it came to visit was a bit of a mystery until I got a vet bill, which I thought was rather rotten. Seems it was pooing in my glass and sustained a lacerated bottom. But enough. I think I'd better not continue with this lie, as if I'm not careful, I'll reveal my carefully guarded bias. 1 year I grew a garden, though that only got it started. And when I think of all the work, I swoon and feel faint-hearted, for I had to dig till my old back ached and barrow compost by the load. And then I had to dig that in. I wouldn't have started had I knowed. And despite the huge amount of work, my friends did mock and jeer. They laughed at all my efforts and cracked open another beer. Eventually, after months, it seemed, of straining to the limit, I started to plant, but this best fun part was over in a minute. I stood right back to admire the result, and though I'd like to have said that I felt a deep satisfaction, I didn't. I just went straight to bed. Funny thing was, I couldn't stay away. I wanted to water, feed and fiddle. Some plants went forward, some went back, and some stayed in the middle. But from all the fun and frustration I saw, that I hadn't had any notion that as diverse as the results could be, was the consequent emotion. 1 minute nature was my friend, the next my enemy, but at either time, whether friend or foe, she was always plain to see, and not just see, she was there to touch, and often to hear as well. I tasted her in my salad mix, and learned to know her smell. She was there in the richest floral scents that passed through fleetingly. She was there in the rotting, decomposing smells that I learned to like, surprisingly. There was a certain pain caused by the rate things went and came, but this was balanced by the fun of it never being quite the same. After several years, I sat in the shade of my very first half-grown tree, and instead of pride in what I'd achieved, was quieted in humility. It was a strange sensation having set out, never knowing I would see that having begun this process, I was just part of something far bigger than me.